しに託された。バビルの塔に住んでいる超能力少年バビル二世、地球の平和を守るため三つのしもべに命令だ。
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CatCast episode number 307. I'm your host, GPD, here in Tokyo, Japan. And joining us from Strong Island, the one and only Wombat.
Howdy.
And the one of several shipwrecks.
Yay. I watched a six-hour-long concert yesterday on your behalf, Wombat.
Oh, did you watch the whole thing?
Yeah, I watched the whole thing.
Well, I watched the highlights in the morning.
I tuned in because they were having that Paul McCartney Nirvana thing.
Yeah.
And of course, they saved that for 6 hours later.
Well, of course he's going last. He's Paul McCartney.
Sure.
Is it wrong that I like the song?
I liked the song all right.
I thought it was good. It's a little helter-skeltery. Not that that's a bad thing. Nothing wrong with that.
Oh, they did a new song?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Paul McCartney and...
And
well, who else is in Nirvana besides the dead guy who's not there?
Dave Grohl.
They have a hologram?
Dave Grohl, the most important rock star of the last 20 years.
Okay.
Chris Novoselic.
And Pat Smear.
Right. I watched it and I just saw a lot of really old rock stars.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they saved the young guys for the end because they could stay.
No, because even Nirvana, they're not young anymore. They're the youngest person. I guess Alicia Keys would be the youngest person there.
Chris Martin, maybe.
No, I think Alicia Keys is younger than Chris Martin, right? Mm. Chris Martin's probably pushing 40.
Dude, Mick Jagger looks like he died 10 years ago, and somehow his corpse is animated on
it. It still bends and stuff. Like, he can still move.
Oh, yeah, he can still move, but his face, I mean.
Oh.
It's.
I was just concentrating on his hips. I don't know why you were looking at his face.
Right. Yeah, he moves better than I do, obviously, but...
Well, I heard, and I don't know if this is true, when you start him up, he actually can never stop.
Is that why he looks like that?
It'll make a grown man cry.
Right. I almost cried.
There you go.
Are you sure you're not talking about, like, Windows 7?
Anyway, yeah, I watched some of that concert.
I'm just reading all the comments that I've already started with. What did Wombat just say about Dave Grohl being important?
Right. I don't think Shipwreck agrees with you either.
No, I don't think he does either. It's a half truth.
No, I'm fine with that. I think he's a very good drummer. I like watching him drum.
I think that he kept rock music more relevant than it may have been if, you know, over the last 20 years.
Fingernails are pretty. I will agree. Fingernails are very pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch his concert on your new television that you bought on Black Friday?
I did. And Geek Squad came today. This is the first time I've had Geek Squad in my house.
You had the TV set up before they came, or?
Well, I had just put it on top of my TV stand, and I had it set
and
up.
You hired them to mount it.
I hired professionals to mount my TV. Yeah, it was good. It was like $270, I think, to come out and mount it on the wall and run all the cables through the wall.
Which is like 25% of the cost of the television or something like that, right?
Yeah, it was about that.
And Geek Squad, were they professional?
They were very professional. They came in, they got everything done in 2 hours. They got all my cords in order and they left. It was good.
Nice. Were they geeky?
One of them played video games. Like, that's pretty geeky. Like,
yeah, total
nerd. He was talking to me about video games. Like, he saw some of my Skylanders out. I'm like... Uh-oh. What are you talking about, Sky? That's kind of dorky guy. and then the other guy did not play video games. He watched movies. That's what he liked to do.
I like movies.
But they agreed that I did well with buying all the cables ahead of time on Monoprice.
Oh, you had it all set up for them.
Yeah, because they asked me how much all my cables cost.
Yeah.
And I said like $45. And they're like, good call.
Yeah. $45 for one cable at Best Buy.
Half a cable.
Right. Half a cable.
It's got one HDMI.
Right.
You want the other
one. Put the other end in your mouth.
Exactly. Did they come in the Volkswagen?
Nice. That's pretty cool.
No, they came in a van.
I would have sent them back.
Right. Maybe they have too much stuff to fit in a Volkswagen.
Whatever. Make it work, geeks.
But for $270, it was well worth it for me because then I didn't have to do it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That'd be horrible.
Like trying to hang like a 60-pound TV on the wall and then trying to fish cables through the wall just as
don't sound don't like you pounds. Coach a team of athletes?
Yes, I coach a team of 12 and 13-year-old girls.
That might be against the law, Wanda.
Hold this TV for a minute, girls. It's training. I'm teaching you balance, Miyagi style.
That sounds like a violation of child labor laws. I'm not an attorney, and this is not legal advice, but it sounds like a bad idea.
It's only a violation of labor laws if you're paying them.
Right. You've looked into this, obviously, to save some save a few bucks.
Just saying.
Right. All right, you want to do some show feedback?
No.
From last week?
Sure. Jasper Kazai said, Skyrim's new Dragonborn DLC will most likely not be hitting the PS3 at the same time as the PC. The PS3 version hasn't had any of the DLC on it yet because they can't get it working or some shit. Kind of surprised you guys hadn't heard this. Actually, in the official announcement that I read on Joystick, they mentioned that they would like the PS3 version to be out at around the same time as the PC version in, I believe, early 2013. And they're actually focusing on getting Dragonborn up before the other two.
Yep, that is what I read in the press release that was sent to me as well.
So, to you.
But yes, they have not done a good job of getting the DLC on the PS3.
No, they have not.
So I can see where the confusion is, but for once, we were not wrong.
Yeah.
Right.
So I had to point
press
it
releases
out.
Maybe have a purpose. If you read them. I don't know. I never read them.
Maxiel says, guys, for next week, can you do a general gift roundup of good stuff you have given or received for Hanukkah Christmas? Good stuff you are planning to give, tech and non-tech alike. What do Cheapy Wombat and the Gentile want for Christmas? And I figured this would be a good segue for you, Mr. Cheapy.
Why me?
Because you bought yourself a present.
Well, I didn't get anything for Hanukkah. Or you? Did I give any presents?
Hmm. You bought yourself a present. That counts.
I bought myself those Parrot Zik fancy Bluetooth headphones. But I really haven't had a good chance to try them out. I only tried them out this morning for a little while. The neat thing about them is they have they're touch sensitive, so you swipe up on the ear pad to put the volume up, swipe down to put it down, and you can select tracks by going left and right. And when you take them off, the music automatically stops. It's got like a lot of technology in these headphones.
A lot of unnecessary technology, it seems like.
Completely unnecessary technology.
I have a Bluetooth headset that has buttons on the side that does all this stuff.
Oh, I'm not done yet.
Okay.
So there's an app that you download for your Android or iOS device, and the app controls the headphones. So you can turn on like automatic noise cancellation. There's four microphones in the headphones that work for noise cancellation and, you know, for making phone calls.
Sabrina's here with me right now.
Great.
I figured she'd tell everyone what she got for Hanukkah for this segment. Okay. Since she's here. Oh, hold.
Okay.
I'm going to bring her to the microphone. Okay, Sabrina. Why don't you tell everyone what you got for Hanukkah?
I will.
Go for it right now.
I got a real microphone stand and a Hello Kitty for my dad. Arigato.
Arigato, she said?
Does she got a Hello Kitty microphone stand?
And I
oh,
got
just the stand?
I got two CDs. And they all Kid Bop and Busby Band.
You got CD cases with no CDs in them?
She got the CDs.
To go with your microphone stand? That sounds like great gifts. You got a good papa.
Okay.
Right?
Now what time is it?
Hammer time.
That's right, it's bedtime. Okay, I'll see you in the morning, okay?
Oh, that was cute, Wombat. You made that.
I did.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, when someone ever says, like, oh, Ty's so cute, I said, yeah, I made him myself.
That's right.
Well, not entirely myself.
50%.
Yeah.
He shares 50%.
More than 50%.
50%, well, no. I don't think he's more than 50% of your genetic code.
What else we got here? Oh, we're doing the, so yeah, the headphones, you can select, there's like, you can select your listening environment. Like if you want it to sound, it's got like the digital sound processing. So you can select like, oh, I'm in a concert hall, I'm in a jazz club. And also like the speaker angle and separation. So if you want it to sound really wide, it's cool. They sound really good. It's doing a lot of tricks. I don't know, so far so good. But one thing I noticed, and this is really weird, and I can't figure out why this would be so, is that if I'm wearing a hat, which I will always do in the winter, and you put the headphones over the headphones work, but the touch controls don't work. And that, I don't understand why that would matter. Oh, if I'm it's wearing a hat.
That's an option in the $600 version.
No. They go. I'm putting the headphones over the hat. So it's not like, I don't understand why the touch wouldn't work with a hat.
I don't know.
Isn't that weird?
That is weird. I also like how the only thing Sabrina remembers getting when you ask her are the least expensive things.
The microphone stand.
It had a microphone on it, but it wasn't expensive. Okay. It's a Hello Kitty mic on a stand, and you could plug your MP3 player in it, and she could sing along, hence her also getting the Kids Bop CD.
Nice.
Yeah.
What did you get?
I got nothing. Well, I got the PS3, I guess. I bought that for myself.
That's not okay. That's good.
Yeah. That's about it.
Ship?
I got a TV, I guess.
We just talked about that. Know. He got it hung up on the wall.
You get older, you don't get any presents.
No, older people, no.
Well, the problem is, I don't know if you guys know this because you're Jewish, but it's Christmas, not Christmas
It's not
yet.
Christmas yet.
Oh, right. Good point.
He doesn't get Hanukkah presents.
I forgot.
Presents.
There's so many Jews around. I just forget that there's, you know, it must be that war on Christmas that I keep hearing about on Fox News.
Totally. It's terrible. Bombs everywhere. I saw people in the train station with machine guns. I said, what's up? The guy shrugged his shoulders. Said, war on Christmas.
Right. You got the Daily Show did a really funny send up on like a Christmas Carol and what it would be like if, you know, all religions were sort of treated, all the holidays were treated equally while Jon Stewart was growing up. And he flashes back to his high school and all the kids are talking about their Christmas present. And Jon Stewart's there with a pomegranate. And he's like, yeah, I got on the second night of Hanukkah, we get fruit. And the kids are all laughing at him because he's like, you eat the seeds. Anyway, it's pretty funny. It's pretty hilarious.
It is pretty funny.
Okay, so we'll have to check in with Shipwreck and his gifts later, I guess. But I guess I didn't buy any gifts either, so I guess that's why I didn't get any.
There you go. I gave gifts to a lot of people, and I give gifts, a lot more gifts on Saturday. So that's right. My wife's family. We go there and do that whole thing.
Right.
I usually get something there, so I'll get something. Something probably like a Jets t-shirt. I usually get that every year.
I hope you get a Mark Sanchez shirt.
I would wear that with pride. Pride.
What about a Tebow one? Can I send you a Tebow one?
You could send me. I would wear that too. Damn it. Because I like shirts.
Something weird about getting a Tebow shirt for Hanukkah.
Yeah.
You wouldn't like that.
Eh.
Probably.
Eh. I wouldn't turn it down.
Right. I'll give you a little better review of those headphones when I've had more of a shot to test them out.
I'll give a better review of Christmas once it happens.
When it's Christmas. Excellent, excellent. What else we got here in the show feedback?
Beta Demo says, you guys are really cool to support Penny Arcade's charity despite them having been major dicks to you. Kudos. Not too often these days do people take the higher ground as opposed to flinging mud.
Right. Well, I'm awesome. What can I say?
Were they major dicks to us?
I don't know. He's talking about the PAX panel.
PAX panel snub.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think. Yeah. It's okay. I don't hold anybody personally
accountable,
responsible for that, except maybe me and my shitty treatment that I wrote for our panel.
And that, I think it was might have been a little late in the proceedings.
No, we weren't late. I was on time.
Oh, okay. Well, then fuck them.
That's it's fine. It's.
When we
it's not like
yeah.
I'm giving. We're not giving them the money anyway.
No,
it's fine.
They have Kickstarter when they need charity.
Right. And I'm definitely planning on going to PAX next year in Washington. PAX Prime.
Nice.
Should be extra good this year.
Are we doing a watch this, bitches?
Yes, because I haven't watched any movies, but Dan I-8-L, I don't know, he writes in and asks if we're still watching Arrow, and if so, what do you think of it? Are you still watching it?
Yeah, I haven't seen last night's episode yet. I haven't recorded, but I am, other than that, I am up to date. So I'm up to date up until the last episode, and I did read the casting news that was announced this week, so...
Okay. I didn't read that, but I've seen all the
episodes. Wouldn't mean anything to you, but they announced who's going to play Roy Harper on the show, and that's very
exciting. Shit. Roy Harper?
Exactly. To me, that's
the
very...
Cowboy, right?
No. Roy Harper is the original Speedy / Red Arrow / Arsenal, and that's very exciting to me.
Right. I like the show. It's been a little rocky the last couple episodes.
I agree, right? I haven't seen the most recent episode, but the episode before that, the one from last week, was the weakest one so far.
This one's better, I think.
Okay.
I think the newest one is better. I mean, there was a lot of action in it. The guy is very handsome and has a really good body, which I like.
I think they did a really good job casting Oliver Queen. I'm a fan of, I don't even know his name.
My only thing is that I think I would enjoy it more if he's a little older.
I think that's the whole point, though. I mean,
I know, I get it. I get it.
It was such a problem with Smallville when that show had been on the air for 10 years, and you're supposed to believe that a 35-year-old is 24.
Okay. They want to work up to it.
Exactly.
God willing.
Exactly. That's, I think, would be, and it'll work exactly 10 years from now if that show's still on the air, which isn't as crazy as it sounds considering past history.
I just don't understand, like, how, he's so young, and I know he was on this island for 5 years. How come he can speak Russian and like Chinese? I don't understand how he can speak Chinese, but Russian?
If you were surrounded by nothing but Russians for 5 years without TV or radio,
was surrounded by Russians? I thought he was surrounded by Chinese people.
And Russians. Remember the guys who torture him?
Oh.
They were Russian. Okay.
Got it.
There's a lot we haven't learned yet. That's also one of the interesting things. Like, they've done a lot of good stuff on that show to kind of dig them out of holes when they need to. He was on that island for 5 years. So there's essentially 5 years worth of TV show that they could do just about the island.
Yeah. It's good. I recommend it. I mean, we're enjoying it. We're watching it on Hulu with limited commercial interruption.
I just record it on my DVR and fast forward through the commercials.
I like on Hulu how they're like, This episode is brought to you with limited commercial interruption by DiGiorno, and the first thing is like a 45-second commercial for DiGiorno. Great,
better than 3 minutes. But no, it's good. I mean, it's not cerebral. You're not going to learn anything from the show,
right? Right.
But if you want to just sit back and turn off your brain and watch something, especially if you know minor history of the character, it's a lot of fun to watch. And yeah, I really enjoy it. I mean, again, yes, there have been some weak moments, and you know, it was still cool to kind of see the Huntress portrayed not terribly. I like what they're doing with the Merlin character.
Merlin. Oh, the young guy, the other rich guy.
Yeah, the best friend and also his father.
Does he become a superhero?
No, the opposite.
Ooh, cool.
Yeah, Merlin.
A crappy hero?
Merlin is, yeah, exactly. Merlin is also known as Black Arrow in the comics.
Wow.
And he's like an arch.
They really went all out with this naming convention. Yeah.
But right, the thing is, when the show started was, you know, we knew his best friend was Tommy Merlin. So the assumption was, oh, okay, well, we know what happens to that guy. And then 3 weeks ago, we found out that his father is also a Merlin. So now we don't know who is going to be the bad guy.
Ah, okay.
So, yeah. Also, one of the things I kind of like about this show is there's a lot of characters that aren't canonical. Is that a word? Canonical comic book characters that are on this show. Like the bodyguard and his mother and his sister and his stepfather and, you know, and possibly the best friend or the father. They're not, you know, canon. Dinah Lance is an important part of the character, but everyone else on that show is kind of expendable,
right? So people can die.
Exactly. So there's actually some tension there, even if you're a fan of the character.
Right. Yeah, it's good. It's done well. Yeah. Looks like they have a few bucks to put in the show, mm-hmm. too. You know? What else we got here?
My friend, my rock and roll friend, Jason Isbell, he's going to be on Letterman tomorrow night. I figured I'd let people know if they wanted to check him out.
Nice. That's awesome. You must be pretty excited.
He should follow me on Twitter. I want a famous person to follow me on Twitter.
I can ask him if he'll follow you. I don't know. He follows me, but yeah, he's been on, I don't know, I think he's been on Letterman and his former band, or maybe he was on Jay Leno. He's been on either the Tonight Show or the Late Show before. So cool. Still cool to be on there, though.
Totally.
Cool. All right, let's do some new releases. Are there any?
I checked out a couple of the downloadable games.
Okay.
We have Grasshopper's new game, Black Knight Sword, on 360.
Right, I like how it just magically appears.
And
like,
PS3.
They don't announce that the game's coming out. It's just like, oh, it's coming out next week. Remember this game?
I played the demo. It's $10.
Yeah.
The art style is kind of like the Monty Python, like, paper craft type of, like, you know, the stuff they had in between their skits.
Do you play as a giant foot?
I didn't play that much of it, but it wouldn't surprise me because there are a lot of body parts in the game.
Right. That sounds kind of cool.
Yeah, the visuals are kind of neat. It's very, it feels like a 16-bit action game.
Like, right, because they don't have any money to make a real, like, modern game.
Right. So it feels kind of like a Castlevania, like the old style Castlevania.
And I'm sure that art style, whatever art style they went with at the end that you were talking,
has very limited animation frames.
Yeah, I'm sure it's super cheap to make. I mean, people have to understand, like, they have no money, you know, and no publisher is going to give them money because their games don't sell and they take too long to be made and they, you know, they fuck around.
Yeah,
but it sounds like the game's not bad, right? It sounds like it's okay.
The demo seemed like it didn't really catch me, like, as anything very special, but it seemed all right. Like, it's weird. Like, that's the whole thing about Pseudo 51 Grasshopper games is they're just weird.
Right.
So
I read the Destructoid review, actually, because I was curious about how the game came out. And you said exactly what this guy said. He said he didn't think it was bad. He didn't think it was great. He said he definitely thinks it was weird, but it wasn't really anything new.
Mm-hmm. I think they needed to, like, the combat just feels kind of, I don't know, you jump and you stab stuff.
Right.
There wasn't a whole lot of, like, finesse to it or anything interesting about it. And then you, like, there's decapitated heads that fly at you and you stab those, and then multiple hearts will fly out of those. Like, not like heart shape, but like human hearts.
Right.
Fly out, and then you, like, grab those, and then you free baby eyeballs from that are caught in these cages.
Yeah.
And then you jump up and grab the baby eyeball, and the mama eyeball comes, and then you can hand in the hearts to her to improve your character. Huh. Uh-huh.
All right, well, so some people like that, and I guess you finished all the other games that have come out. Here
right.
You go.
Yeah. I think when it goes on sale for $5, I think is when I'll give it more of a shot. But
right. A lot of downloadable games, it seems, this week.
Yeah, I tried out American Mensa Academy on Xbox Live Arcade as well.
Oh, how's that?
I played some language games.
Are you a genius or what?
Well, there's a lot of different stages. I was getting double the score on the first stage that I needed to. So I'm at least smart enough to pass easy on Mensa.
Right.
So there's, like, language and math and stuff. Like, it's kind of like, I kind of like it. Like, I like little trivia stuff like that. Cause they're all like little SAT type of, like, word games and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I think it's $10, which I was,
Wombat loves that stuff. I
was thinking $5. It's kind of weird though. Cause it has, like, almost like a Little Big Planet, like, kind of charm to it built in.
Okay.
Which I wasn't expecting. So somebody actually took some time and made it. I don't know, though. Like, I don't know who's going to pay $10 for it. Like, to do math problems on their 360.
Right. People who are really like a different type of gamer, I guess, during this holiday season. I mean, there's so many games.
There's multiplayer too. I was interested to check that out. Like, are you just doing math problems against each other?
I would assume so. Like timed, fastest person to solve it wins. Yeah, that makes sense.
Boy, that I got to get a party together of that. Invite everybody over. Let's see here. I guess The Walking Dead came out at retail.
Great. I'm on playing episode 5 right now. It's really good. It's too good.
I need to get back into it.
Yep.
What else?
Some Halo Dishonored map pack I saw, and I saw that they fucked it up and it was free for a long time, and then they just said, they came out and said, hey, it's free because we like you. We like our customers, and we can't figure out how to work Xbox Live after 7 years. We still fuck it up when we put games up.
I don't know if Microsoft did this, but I guess some PR company sent my company that I work for during the day the Halo 4 soundtrack, not the game.
Okay.
Just the soundtrack, as if we were going to review that and not the game.
The CD?
Yeah. That's
very weird.
I agree. All I know is that I have the Halo 4 soundtrack sitting on my desk at work.
Right. Who wants this Halo 4 soundtrack?
Pretty much. Actually, it was we thought you would like this Halo 4 soundtrack.
I guess. Okay. I don't not like it.
Yeah, it's one of the better musical scores in a series. Yeah.
Sure.
And I can give the case to my daughter for Hanukkah.
Exactly. Here, have a CD case. Great. You could just plug it into your, put it on your mic stand.
What else we got this week? Anything else?
Dishonored, DLC. Did you try that, Wombat?
I didn't, but I'm kind of curious to know if it's any good. I love the game. I finished it. I finished Dishonored. Bitches.
Right. Did we talk about you finishing
it? No, we only talked about me starting it. We never talked about me finishing it. The ending actually, because I killed a lot of people, so I didn't get the sunshiny happy ending. But it was still oddly satisfying. I don't want to give it away, but it was, I kind of chuckled a little bit. And I really liked the game. I mean, I liked this, it's a set piece game, which, I like an open world game. Don't get me wrong. I'm a big fan of open world games. We talk about them a lot on this show. But every now and again, it's nice to play a really good set piece game. And I don't think they're, I think they're, can be underrated in a world where there doesn't seem to be that many of them anymore.
That's how Gears of War succeeds in its campaign.
Yeah, and that's that's really the what makes this game so strong is, you're going into this, the party level that we saw at E3. You're in this, this party. It's a set essentially, and it's highly detailed because it's not large and it's not expansive. It's actually relatively constrictive, despite the fact that there are different pathways and hidden doors all over the place, which is what makes it even more exciting. And it does it really well. And
you're not allowed to take your drinks upstairs at that house.
But
Cheapy and I went to we had that party at PAX.
At the manor.
Yeah, at the manor.
Yeah, they had a party at PAX that was themed after that level. It was pretty cool. They had the level able to be played at PAX. I think behind closed doors only?
They had it there at the party too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and at the party, which was nice to go to a party that actually has the game there, which is pretty unusual somehow these days.
Yeah, I mean, but yeah, I highly recommend the game. It's a lot of fun. A lot of the plot twists you see coming from a mile away, but who cares? It's that kind of game. It's fun to be stealthy, and it's fun to kill people. I never went in balls out and just killed a whole bunch of people, but when you finish the game, you could go back and play any level. You could just, again, something I feel like you just don't see anymore, level select.
Right. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, I really like the party level. I'd like to go back and just kind of play it and see what happens if I go through it and just,
don't kill anybody.
Or the opposite. Exactly. I'm going to just kill everybody.
Or just sit in the corner and do nothing.
Exactly. So.
Sounds good. Mm-hmm. Any other new releases? I wonder if this, I see this Judge D, City of God. That's the same character in the Detective D movie, I think. That might be. It's like a Chinese adventure.
I'll take your word for it.
Anything else?
Tech Gaming, where we're getting the list from, they say Hawken came out for PC, but I think it's, is that
beta.
Right?
I believe it's the open beta.
Yeah.
But now it's open. So you, it's basically like go time.
And Chuck E. Cheese is Alien Defense Force.
Are you going to play that, Chip? You have any interest in Hawken?
Oh, yeah. I liked what we played of it at E3.
Yeah. Cool. And it's free to play.
Yeah. I'm interested to see it on my rig because it looked great.
Yeah, yeah. It's. I guess if I stop playing Far Cry, I could put some time into that.
I played a little bit more of Assassin's Creed 3 as well.
How's that going?
Slow.
Have you become the Connor yet?
I am. I have become Connor, and I am. I stopped playing because once you become Connor, which is about, I don't know, 5 hours into the game or so.
Right.
Then you have to do a whole nother set of tutorial missions.
Yeah, I think that's where I got on the Xbox version, and then I decided I wanted to play it on PC. You're playing on PC, right?
Correct.
Yeah. I don't. It's funny. I saw like Justin McElroy's tweet where he's basically saying, you know, Ubisoft put out these two, you know, big games, Assassin's Creed and Far Cry 3, and Far Cry 3. Loves you and Assassin's Creed hates you because it's just so much frustrating shit going on in Assassin's Creed and Far Cry 3. It's just pure, straight, crazy fun.
Assassin's Creed has a lot of rules to it.
Yeah. And insta fails.
Yeah. And stuff like even with, we've talked about it before, the optional missions for the 100% synchronization. It's just frustrating.
But that's your own fault if you're going to do that.
Well, but some of
but
them,
it, but
like,
it, you know what? It shouldn't be.
There's a mission where I'm just like, I'm learning to run in the trees, and it's like, okay, run in the trees without touching the ground is the optional part of this.
Right.
And so I'm trying to do that, and then like, no fault of my own, like, I think I'm controlling him right. He just like runs off the side of a tree and just like jumps into the water.
Right.
And I'm like, that wouldn't bug me unless that thing was there telling me I just missed doing something right.
Right. And then you do it over.
No, I didn't. I've given up on
yeah,
that.
You'll be a lot happier, I think.
But I want to play more of it. It's just,
dude, just switch to Far Cry, man.
Well, I don't have Far Cry.
Just download it.
I started so XCOM.
Good. XCOM is good.
It's not bad. I mean I haven't played very much of it, to be perfectly honest. My weekend kind of got hijacked by a sick baby, but what I did play of it, I have enjoyed so far. I mean, it's really, you know, they've done a really good job of translating turn-based strategy controls onto a controller. Probably the best I've played.
Right, and the whole layout of the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
really, even like from where you control everything, it's all clearly made for.
Yeah, it was made
controller
for
and big screen.
Yeah.
There seems to be a little too much exposition at times that I don't really need. It's like, okay, I get it. Aliens, kill the aliens. I got it.
I think that's only in the beginning.
Okay.
I think as you get going.
I was
going
to say, I hope that kind of goes away because I don't need between each mission to be reminded that I'm here to kill the aliens. I'm like, I get it. Let me see what I could research and let me go kill more aliens at a gas station. A lot of killing aliens at a gas station.
Right, right. But Chip, seriously, Far Cry, just get it. It works great with the controller.
I'll get it. I
know it seems silly to spend full price on it or whatever, but when you have all these
other
games.
Yeah, I just have Assassin's Creed that I'm in. I have Dishonored sitting there that I need to play.
Play Dishonored. Just play Dishonored. It's not a long game. You could play through it in 2 days. Then you could think about Far Cry. But stop playing Assassin's Creed and play Dishonored, because at least you'll start to have fun.
Right. And just replace Dishonored with Far Cry 3.
And then we can talk about how we got different endings, because I'm sure you'll play it a little better than I do.
Better.
Better. Yeah.
Right. All right. How about a little ad from our new sponsor this week, our new old sponsor, Stack Soap. You remember Stack Soap, Wombat?
I do remember Stack Soap.
Why don't you tell our listeners about Stacks Soap in case they forgot?
Sure. Maybe you have the same problem that I have with soap. Your soap, you use it, and it becomes a little sliver of soap. And you try to still use the little sliver of soap, and then it gets stuck in your anus. And that's the worst.
No, that's the best, actually.
So
you get good cleaning in there.
Now you no longer have to have that problem with Stacks Soap, because Stacks Soap is designed so you could take the little sliver of soap and attach it to a new bar. And eventually, it'll just become one big bar. And the way that the soap works is, even when you get to that next sliver, you can attach that to your next bar of Stack Soap. Hence the name Stack Soap.
The infinity bar.
The infinity bar. It is probably the perfect stocking stuffer.
Yes, that's right. So we're here to tell everybody that it makes a great Christmas gift. It's only like we have a coupon code for you. You go to Amazon and you just find this on Stack Soap on Amazon and use the coupon code CAGSTACK and you'll get $2 off a pack. So it comes out to $10 and it has Amazon Prime.
I was going
to
say it is eligible for Prime and $10 for 6 bars of soap. That's not bad at all.
And you look at the reviews, it's got 4.5 out of 5 stars and sensitive formula infused with shea butter, extra smooth skin. Come on. I need some Stack Soap. I'm going to order some for my parents, actually.
I think you should.
I got to find out where they are, and then I'm going to order some to my parents. No, I mean, I don't know if they're in New York.
I understand what you meant.
Right. But so Stack Soap, just go to Amazon, type in Stack Soap, and use coupon code CAGSTACK. You use it all the way at the end of the checkout process. It's like the last screen before you hit order. You get to put in the code.
It's vegan.
Yeah. Does some soap have meat in it?
Yes.
Oh. Delicious. Sounds delicious. big thank you to Stack Soap for the sponsorship. And it's a great little stocking stuffer Christmas gift. Speaking of Christmas gifts, we're running a raffle, our Child's Play. Because we're not dicks, we are running this Child's Play charity raffle where you can go to the front page of CAG and for every $5 that you donate through our widget there, you will get an entry into our raffle where you can win one of four $500 Amazon gift cards, a $300 PlayAsia gift card, a $200 Amazon gaming download gift card, and all these community prizes. A lot of really good prizes there. So just go to the front page of Cheap Ass Gamer and donate money and get raffle tickets. What else we got here? Let's go to Wombat's news and stuff and multi-platforming.
Sure. I was just reading something interesting on Twitter, actually, while you were talking about something that I wasn't listening
Bullshit.
To.
Bullshit.
I'm skipping ahead, but yes. I know we were going to talk about this anyway. Yes. Karaoke on the Xbox.
Yes, I tried it out.
And I'm reading this really interesting Twitter conversation between a marketing guy for Xbox Live Arcade, Michael Wolf at Xbox on Twitter.
Oh, I know him.
Yes. And Devin from, I don't even know if he's still there at 360 Sync. Nice guy.
Okay.
He's TheKing240 on Twitter.
Oh, I know him.
Yes,
I know him.
Super nice guy.
Super nice.
And there he's talking about karaoke and how he bought 2 hours of karaoke.
Yes.
And that it's 2 hours in real time. And that's kind of bullshit. And I agree with him.
Yeah.
That is total bullshit. So
it's not song time.
It's not song time. That's such bullshit.
But
that's how karaoke rooms work.
But you
that's
know,
how it works.
You know what? It's not a karaoke room. It's your fucking house.
But it is. It's trying to emulate that.
But it's also but also by giving you the convenience of being able to do that in your house.
It's pretty cheap. I mean, I know what he's saying, and I'm not saying that he's wrong for being upset by that. But the fact is, for $10, you get 24 hours of
and for $10, I can own a Mensa game. What's your point?
Are you going to really spend more than 24 hours playing this karaoke?
You know what, though? I might not spend more than 24 hours. I may spend an hour a day, though, for 24 days.
That's okay. So
you can't do that for $10 on Xbox Carrot.
Sure, you can. You just have to. You can do it for free. You get 5 songs a day.
Yeah, but yes, but if I spend $10 for 24 hours, that's 24 hours from the time I buy it and then it expires.
No.
Yes, it is how it works. It's 24 hours of real time, not 24 hours. So even if your Xbox is off,
that can't be right. Wait a minute. You're saying. Isn't he complaining that it's not song time? Like, if you're in the menu, that still counts. You have to have the game volume.
Having the game time expire when the game isn't even on is lame.
That, I don't believe that that's what's happening.
Yes, you do not like
that's what's happening.
Yes. You mean you do not like...
Turn on, you're saying I bought 10 hours or something?
Yep.
You're saying if I go turn my Xbox... And it was like 2 days ago. If I go turn my Xbox on now, my time is up?
Yep.
I think you should go do that right now.
I'm going to find out right
Please find out right now, because that's what the conversation is what I'm looking at right now. 2 hours should be 2 hours of music, or a better disclaimer so people know. Not sure what you mean. You mean you don't like that the pass is real time and not game time? If so, I will pass that feedback on. I hope the subscription model is improved.
Hold on. I'm checking.
Okay. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm just going what I'm reading.
I have not tried out karaoke yet.
Me neither. And we're not talking about the five free games. You and your chiming in to argue. Jerk. Red-headed jerk.
Yes. Did you look that up? Did you play the new pinball tables?
I did play the new pinball tables.
Pinball FX2?
I played Pinball FX2, the classics. They're okay. I mean, they feel dated, which isn't really crazy. What's really good is Civil War, the Civil War, Marvel Civil War table. I really enjoy that. I like the choosing your side before you play and how it gives you different objectives. So, it kind of does feel like two different tables, which is really impressive that they were able to pull that off. So I highly recommend Civil War. If you're a completist, I recommend the classic tables.
Those are bringing the ones that were on the PS3.
Yes.
They like updated those and brought those over to 360.
Yeah, but they're not as robust as the, they don't have as many moving parts, so to say. And they're actually a little more difficult. They're not as forgiving as the other tables.
I believe that. Yeah. I remember those games, the tables being harder at the beginning because they were more like pinball tables. Now they're like... kind of pseudo-realistic pinball tables.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Now they're a little more out there. They're video pinball tables, where the original tables were really more about trying to be like pinball tables. We've had this conversation on the show before. But yes, So I say go with Civil War, but check out the classic ones. They're definitely worth looking at. I just think that people will enjoy Civil War more. But then again, really, it's, you're splitting hairs at this point. They're still great tables.
Should you be still looking for the karaoke?
Yeah, probably. So, a question for you. Did you see that basketball game where the girls won 104-2?
107-2, wasn't it?
Was it 107?
Something like that.
Yeah. So,
let me tell you something about girls basketball.
Please tell me.
Some of them are really good, and some of them are terrible. And that sounds like a really good team played a really terrible team. I mean, I don't know what to say about that. It happens every year. There's always these stories about girls running up the score on another team. But the truth of the matter is that they're just not as skilled. Like, there's nothing you can do about it. I know... one of our teams won 44-0 last week.
So we're all on eggshells here. What's the verdict?
Dude, it's bullshit.
What's bullshit?
It's fucking gone.
It's gone? Okay, so
I got nothing.
I was right.
You were right. I fucking spent, I don't know, I got the second biggest pack. Time pass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's fucking real time.
That's what I was just...
It's a bunch of bullshit.
That's what I said.
I mean, why would they not tell you that?
I don't know.
On the fucking menu.
I don't know. Aren't you glad I was reading Twitter and not listening to you?
Dude, I'm really fucking glad that I didn't buy the 24-hour pack.
I'm like, what do you think I was trying to tell you? Yes, it's...
They think someone's going to fucking sit there for 24 hours and sing those fucking songs?
Exactly. It's so dumb. again, it's really a it's almost
Holy
as bad
shit.
as the rewards 2% off scam, which is a scam.
Oh no, or they give you 20 points on your birthday.
Yeah, because you can't spend 20 points on anything, so it actually gets you to buy more.
Right. Apparently there's one picture, like an old Tony Hawk picture that's 20
there
points.
There you go.
But wait a minute, that's fucked up. We got to warn people about
it. I know. Do not buy karaoke. Just don't do it until they fix it.
Well, unless you're going to sing 2 hours of it.
Unless you're 2 hours in real time.
Right. Well, that's okay.
That seems reasonable.
That could happen.
Sure. If you're having a party.
But the best deal, the more hours you buy, the cheaper it is.
But the different tiers, though, isn't it like 2 hours, then 10?
It's like 2, 6, 10, 24.
Okay. And how much is 2 hours?
6 hours of karaoke? Like,
no, it's crazy. Yeah. 24 like, hours. What about 24 hours? For 10 bucks, you get 24 hours. Who the fuck is going to sit in there for 24 hours and
just keep it on?
It's really weird.
Exactly. Why have that option? Why have the 24-hour option? You shouldn't even leave your Xbox on for 24 hours.
Right. It'll probably blow up.
It's not good for the machine. It's actually unhealthy.
You have the smart glass thing?
Mm-hmm.
You know what smart glass is?
Yes. I have it on my phone, yes.
So it's supposed to let you search the songs and things, and you can actually queue up the songs right from there. It's really cool. Problem is, there's no way to actually search. You can't just type in the name of a song and expect to find it. You have to first look up the genre, and then they give you like the letters, and you have to. It's just, like really weird.
It's eating into your 2 hours.
Exactly. It's like almost like they didn't want to make it too easy, so it would take you longer. Fuckers. I'm all worked up now.
I know. I got you.
Calm me down. Let's talk about the Pacific Rim.
Oh, no. Pacific. What was that now?
Did you talk about the Pacific Rim trailer already?
No, we didn't talk about the Pacific.
No.
I did email Guillermo del Toro to see if I could get a Pacific Rim job.
Any response?
He responded with an MP3 of a rim shot.
Right. Nice. Did you watch the trailer?
I did watch the trailer, actually. It looks cool.
It's fucking good as
hell. I know. I don't care if there's a lot of people just hate everything. That movie looks fun.
How could you hate that? It looks fun.
It looks I know. People like, oh, it looks dumb. No care.
Well, yeah, it looks
of
dumb.
Of course it looks dumb.
It's fucking giant robots fighting Godzillas.
But did you hear GLaDOS in it?
Mm-hmm. How could you not hear GLaDOS?
It was a little distracting, right?
It's really distracting. I don't understand.
They have all this. If you have the technology to build a, 60-story robot, clearly you'd be able to get the robot voice sounding more like a human being.
Unless, of course, the company building the giant robots is in fact Aperture Science.
Right. That's the only way this makes sense.
Exactly.
I guess makes sense. It doesn't. It's robots fighting giant monsters.
Nothing needs to make sense. I get it. I get the reference, and I get and I think it's like cool in that sense. But there is also that part of me that was like, wait a minute, and it was a little distracting, even in a trailer.
It was a lot in the trailer.
It was a lot distracting.
It was too much.
But it looks good. I'm not complaining. Jax from Sons of Anarchy is in it. Is the main guy.
Idris Elba is he's in there too.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Hey, did you hear that the Jew Ken Levine is making a white person killing simulator?
Excuse me?
Yes, the Jew Ken Levine is making a white person killing simulator.
Well, it's about
time.
There's a
white supremacist website, a forum, and they, there's a whole thread about the Jew Ken Levine making a white person killing simulator. And then they go on to talk about... it says the previous BioShock games also had very strange, borderline deranged themes with anti-white undertones. I remember in one of the previous parts, one had to kill little white girls as the player for power-ups. The makers, Irrational Games, have at least one Cohen amongst their staff. Can you imagine, you have so little going on in your life that you have to, look up the Jews that are working at a company to know if you should.
Well, not just that. He's a pretty big Jew in the video game industry.
Ken Levine?
Yeah. I mean, he's pretty up there, right?
No, but I'm saying somebody went through the company roster to find that they have a Cohen also.
Nice.
Like they have to, I don't know. I feel bad for these people more than you know, being a persecuted Jew, I feel bad for these people more than I feel like mad at them. No. Like Mel Gibson, you know, I told you I read that Mel Gibson book, and it's just, you feel bad for these guys. Like they're fucked up in the head. Like there's some short,
you feel
some
bad about Mel Gibson, and you feel mad about karaoke on the Xbox.
That, but dude, I'm much more upset about that. That's a deliberate
thing. Yeah, totally. It's totally deliberate.
Deliberate way just to fuck you over.
You need to send a tweet to Wolf at Xbox and Major Nelson. I would do it, but no one's gonna listen to me.
Right, you can retweet it.
I will be happy to retweet it. But you need to send an angry tweet.
I will. I need to warn people. It's important.
Yeah. What I should do is tweet to Devin and say thank you for the heads up on this. Just talked about it on the CanCast.
Right, because you know what's gonna happen is tonight when I go to turn on karaoke, you know, I would be dumping my TV over when I see that I lost all my time. Oh, here's, Mrs. Chibi's going to be pissed when she finds out.
I'm tweeting right now to both of them, to Da King and Wolf at Xbox.
Right.
Saying thanks for the heads.
Hand job last night.
Thanks for the heads up on this.
That hand job. I was able to wash my penis ahead of time.
Just
so you could have a pleasant experience.
We just discussed. Love.
Oh my gosh, is it really taking you this long to type this tweet?
Right, you're horrible.
Excuse me,
seriously, Mrs. Chief,
it's because I have the microphone in my way. Just discussed on the CagCast at GBD lost 10 hours.
I don't know that I forgot whatever how many I bought. Yeah, it must be 10. I don't know. Something. Oh, we were really looking forward to playing that this weekend, too.
Yeah.
Not even joking. You probably don't think they have hair on there.
I know. I saw your picture.
Right. It's a little weak, the actual execution.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the song is weak. I'm like, it's not a weak
song. Some of the songs sound better than others. Some of the versions they have are... Like, they have Beatles, quite a nice selection of Beatles songs that sound pretty good.
That's cool.
Well, one thing I wanted to mention was people have been writing in, because I've been talking about Far Cry so much, and they wanted... People are asking about my HDMI wireless transmitter and like what my setup is and what I'm doing currently. So I want to let people know that I ditched the wireless transmitter and just bought a 10 meter, like that's like 30 feet or so, HDMI cable.
What the fuck is a meter?
Like $20. What? And the wireless one worked pretty well. It took a little, every time you turned it on.
How long is that in feet?
It's like 30 feet.
Right.
Every time you turn on the Wi-Fi transmitter, it takes a little while for the two boxes to sync up together, and it was just easier for me just to keep a cable connected to the back of my entertainment system and just run it, you know, walk it over to my office and plug it into the back of the PC every time I want to use it, because it only takes like, you know, a little bit to do that. So. And that's what I'm doing. I'm using an Xbox controller, and Far Cry looks fucking amazing on that setup. Banodyne writes in and asks us to discuss this article that talks about how after just 4 weeks, Windows 8 has passed the amount of users on Steam, has passed Mac OS X on Steam. Which has been on there for 2.5 years. And this is already in a month, there's more Windows 8 users than
Well, how many Mac users are playing games on it that would require
Not that
Steam?
Many. Right, that's the thing. I don't know really what we can say about it. Yeah. And also,
that's not particularly surprising.
Well, you have to remember that Microsoft was really aggressive about that upgrade package for Windows 8. It was super cheap. If you upgraded right away, it was, I don't know, it was like $20 or something? Because that is... somewhere close to there, which is way cheaper, I think, than it has been in the past. So that could have something to do with it, too. But, yeah, I don't know if it's a great comparison.
Yeah, I know it's not. There's, like, so many more games for Windows than there is for Mac.
Right.
So, I mean, the Steam on Mac is cool. Like, I like
it works
the
fine. It's just
there.
Like the Steam on the PC, except the games that are available are a lot different.
Right. So it shouldn't be that big of a surprise.
Yeah, and how many Windows 8 users are people that were using Steam the week before on their Windows 7?
Right, of course, all of them.
Exactly. So it's not like they're new.
I'm afraid to.
It's a loaded statement. It's like saying it's not like they're new Steam users.
Have you upgraded? You haven't upgraded, Chip, have you?
No, there's no reason to upgrade.
I feel like if you don't have a touch panel monitor, then there's no reason to upgrade.
A Surface?
Well, no, they have a regular display that's also a touchscreen, because that's what this operating system has been designed for. It's for touch.
That's the future.
It just seems at this point it seems like it would cause me more problems, because all I do on mine is game.
Right, exactly. That's why I haven't.
You have 99 problems and a touchscreen ain't one.
Right. Well, that would be I'm not getting a touchscreen anytime soon.
That would be accurate. Yes.
So Sports Friends, guys, they made it.
They did it.
Very close. By 2000, they made it $152,451. So they about $2,400 over their goal. It was close, though. It came right down to the wire. So I'm glad. I'm glad they made it.
I'm sure. I was wrong. I didn't think they'd make it, but I wasn't far off.
Well, 4,000 right, people almost backed it at $152,000. That's not bad, I guess. I don't know.
Is it? I don't know. Like, I don't know. I don't have an idea of how many backers is good or not. 4,000, like,
it doesn't seem like that many. If you told somebody that they were going to sell 4,000 copies of a video game, it seems like a small number.
It averages out to $38 a person.
The problem with this one is I don't see a lot of people buying it who haven't already done the Kickstarter.
Well, I think that's the catch-22, no, isn't it? Or is it? You know, you're paying people to fund the game and they get the game. So now no one's buying the game that you funded. And unless you're working profit.
Well, they bought it already.
That's what I mean. But unless you're working profit into your Kickstarter.
Right. Well, if it's only $150,000, there's a lot of people involved.
Exactly. Yes. That's where I'm going with this. No. So if no one buys it.
Right. They lose.
Exactly.
Money.
So, I don't know. Hooray for them.
Hopefully it does well.
Yes, I hope it does well.
No one ever wants to see anyone fail, except for Cheapy.
No, that's not true at all. The opposite is true.
You want to see everyone fail?
Exactly.
Are we on the Nintendo portion?
I don't have anything here. How's your Wii U doing?
The Geek Squad guys said this is the first Wii U they had hooked up.
I love Shipwreck's market research, like man on the street market research. You know,
the geek
suits,
on the street.
The suits, they don't do that kind of stuff.
Geek on the street with Shipwreck.
Geek on the street, that's good. I like that. Geek in Walmart with a cell phone camera. Were they interested in it when they saw it? Were they like, "Wow, you have a Wii U? You're a bigger nerd than the Geek Squad."
the one guy who the movie guy.
Right.
He didn't really understand he didn't understand what the tablet part of it was for.
Right. Me neither.
It's for playing Angry Birds.
Right. And the other
guy. $15 version of Angry Birds.
The other guy, he seemed pretty knowledgeable. He's like, I may get one like when Zelda comes out. Like, he's like, I'll get it for the Nintendo games. So he seemed to know what he was talking about.
But, right.
I
have you played it at all this week?
More games for it. No, I have not. I might pick up the Sonic Racing game for it.
Transformed?
That's on everything now. Why would you get it on the Wii?
Wouldn't it be better on Xbox? Probably.
Or PS3
or
even?
Anything?
Or even your PC?
I don't. Maybe. I'm looking for a reason.
You know,
if
you buy the game at GameStop, you get a free Danica Patrick Matchbox car.
Great.
She's single now.
You can send it to Wombat's daughter.
It's true. Veronica. She's not into cars
box,
that much. Although she,
You're not impressed with the Miiverse ship? You don't play around with that at all? Or
I don't understand what a separate Twitter with like sketch capabilities is.
Right.
Really. I get it for like a younger crowd, like
right. Who do, you know, you if you're their parents, you don't want them to see all the filth out there on the
internet. But now you get to see pictures of wieners. I mean, that's.
But I thought they had wiener detection technology.
It still gets through.
Have you seen your fair share of wieners?
I have.
I put that in the plus column.
Some of it's funny. Like you'll see a picture and it makes you laugh or whatever. Like, but it's basically, I would equate it to like going on GameFAQs, their forums, where it's a younger crowd, a very, very younger, passionate crowd.
Huh.
It's kind of that thing, which I don't know. I don't have that much interest in it.
Right.
I have Twitter. Right. I have Twitter. That's good enough for me.
I look forward to checking in with your Wii every week to find out what's going on with it. Yeah. Since we don't have one, we got to know. Did you hear that in Europe, you can't buy any of the adult games, anything like M-rated until after 11 p.m. on the store?
It was like 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. you could buy adult content.
What the fuck are they smoking over there? Holy moly. That's crazy to me. I wonder like who made that decision. Is that's out of Japan, I guess? That just seems insane to me.
It seems like they're really overthinking a problem that's not there.
Right. Exactly. I'd worry about selling the fucking consoles before I start making up these like times that you can buy. You know, I'd try to move as many consoles and games as possible.
Maybe that's what I need to do. Times that people can buy them. Yeah, maybe I need to look at the eShop or whatever on the Wii U. Is there stuff on there that's...
Yeah. Something. Okay. I don't know what.
I saw Trine 2 came out for it, but I already own that like on three other systems.
Right, and you don't need to spend like $50 or $60 for a game that was... I think it was free on PSN.
Yeah.
PS Plus.
Yeah, I think Street Fighter, Super Street Fighter 4 is now free on PS Plus.
I've had trouble downloading that.
Oh, yeah? Because I want to do that for the weekend, so maybe I won't. I don't know.
I've tried loading up that in Bioshock 2, and it just like hangs on a screen that says like preparing to download.
Yeah, that's what I said that. But then again, I have a newer PS3 than you, so mine might work better.
Maybe. I'm sure since you haven't bothered to buy Street Fighter, I'm sure you're really going to put some time into that.
Well, I want to play it. I just don't want to buy it. Do you see the conundrum there? And now it's free. Did you see they're coming out with a free PC only game that's going to be available on the Capcom Unity site, Mega Man Street Fighter?
I did see something about that, yes.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool. You guys can play it because it's a PC game. So you should download it and let us know how that is. Where you could play 8-bit Street Fighter with Mega Man style graphics.
I've kept going back and forth this week on PlayStation All-Stars since it's been $20 at GameStop. And I keep adding it to my cart and deleting it from my cart because it seems like a good deal for $20, but it also seems like something I really don't want to play.
But you know what you should play? Dishonored.
What's that?
Dishonored.
Well, I have that,
though. I know. That's why you should play it. You don't even have to buy anything new. I'm trying to convince you to play something you already bought.
You know what I bought today?
Please tell me.
Well, I only paid for shipping. It was these Power A Android. I think it was it MOBA? There are these controllers that you can hook up to it. MOGA, MOGA.
Okay.
You can go on to Power A's site through noon of Friday. So, and just like say, hey, I want one of these $50 controllers, and you get like a copy of Modern Combat 4 for Android as well. And you pay $5 to have it shipped to you.
Whoa. Really?
Really.
But I don't have it.
It's a controller for an
Android.
It's for Android, though,
yeah.
You said.
Yeah, it's for Android.
Did we see that at some show? It sounds familiar.
I think we did. I think we saw it.
At E3?
We've seen a few different
ones. We saw some at E3 made by...
Right. We saw some Nyko.
Yeah,
Nyko.
Nyko.
Yeah.
By the way, I just tweeted out that warning about the karaoke.
Nice.
I don't want to see anybody else get burned. Let's do some CAG bag here. Spencer G83. Are you wants to know if we're looking forward to any Christmas or Hanukkah events or gifts?
We already answered that question.
Sort of
we already answered
well, it's sort
that
of different
question.
Than before.
I did give Elliot a giant stuffed tiger.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, Shipwreck, what are you expecting to get?
Not anything like huge or anything. I'll probably get some Blu-rays and some books and stuff like that. But I don't know. I got the TV, and that's pretty much all I'm looking for. I'd like one of those Neo Geo X systems.
I want one of those too. Santa baby.
But
who's Santa? Am I Santa?
Nah, you're not Santa. It's whoever wants to buy me one.
Interesting.
Yeah. No, I those look cool though. I agree.
I haven't even looked at those yet.
You know what it is? I think Shipwreck is probably more in this vein than you are, GP. Nothing against you. But I remember when the Neo Geo came out and thinking it was so cool and seeing how expensive it was and how expensive those games were. And the thought of never being, like, no one could afford that.
Right. I remember seeing it in the store. And I'm like, I'm never going to go to, it's never going to be in my house and it's never going to be in my friend's
exactly
house.
But the games look like so much fun. I wish I could afford it. And now you could literally pretty much buy all of it for $200 for what was the cost of one game.
And you get the portable version of
and
it,
yeah, exactly, with the portable version of it. Like, it's in, for, you know, 14-year-old me, it's like the greatest deal in the history of the world.
I'm looking. Oh, I see. It's like three. Oh, it's, but Amazon doesn't have it anymore.
No, Amazon.
It's not out yet. GameStop has it. It releases on the 18th.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's,
it does look.
It
cool.
It does look so cool. GameStop has it with like an extra game also.
It comes with a controller. It doesn't come with a controller.
Yeah, though. It does.
I don't think so.
It comes with a.
Oh, it does. Yeah, it comes with one
comes
controller.
It comes with a huge joystick.
Yeah,
controller.
It comes with a big ass Neo Geo controller. One. And it's also a portable handheld, and it's, what does it come loaded, preloaded with, 25 games? 25?
20 games. 20 games, and you get the extra game. Huh.
If you get it, yeah. So, I mean, that's pretty sweet, you know, again, for 14-year-old me.
That's something that I think is cool that, like, I don't have.
Yep.
Right. Okay, that's good. Thank you for bringing that to my attention. That's pretty interesting.
I still want that that other collection, the Midway, the $30 Midway collection.
Midway Origins.
Oh, yeah. That's another thing that I should have put on my wish list. It's the kind of thing instead of buying me a Jets t-shirt.
Right.
So, eh.
People are responding to my tweet about the time pass. is fucking dumb. Why would they do that? And someone wrote, That's some bull-ass shit. people are great.
The King 240 retweeted you. He didn't even respond to me. What a jerk.
Right. what else we got here? Nick Lore wants me to discuss Christmas in Japan and the holidays. Wombat. I want to see if Wombat knows, if he can remember, since I've said it many times. Wombat, why don't you describe Christmas
in
Japan?
There is no Christmas in Japan.
Yes, there is.
There's like annual gift giving day.
No.
It's like there's Valentine's Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Right. It's like Valentine's Day. They call it Christmas, but it's basically a time that you take your girlfriend, you buy your girlfriend an expensive present and then hope to bed her down in a hotel somewhere.
And you hope your wife doesn't find out.
Right. Right. You take her out to a nice dinner and then hopefully you get laid. That's what Christmas is like here. But they play all the music in the stores. They have the Christmas trees and... but it has nothing to do with Jesus. Jeebus is not involved at all in Japanese.
Well, there is
Christmas.
No Jesus in Japan.
Right. There's no. Where is there Jesus?
God is everywhere, man.
Except Japan.
Yeah.
He just said fuck it.
Screw that shit.
These people are too short.
Have you seen the dinosaurs in the middle of Tokyo? Giant fire-breathing dinosaurs. He was like, fuck that shit. Right. I'm going where the white people are.
All right.
That's racist talk with CagCast.
Let's see. Phil87Z asks, with the upcoming end of G4, what are your thoughts on the channel and shows like X-Play and Attack of the Show coming to an end? I always liked those shows. I don't know, a lot of gamers always hated on G4 and hated on those shows in particular, but I always X-Play, I could do without the bits and skits that they used to do. I just like watching gameplay. So we would basically just fast forward through them talking. I mean, they would talk over the games.
Like before all the YouTube stuff and game trailers and everything, it was really ahead of its time on like video reviews.
I'll give you that. That's so. Yeah, sure.
It was entertaining, and you know, if you wanted to watch gameplay and you know learn about games, that was a really good way to do it. And I always you know liked Adam Sessler and Morgan Webb, and I liked Attack of the Show as well. I was on Attack of the Show twice, I think.
Wow, twice!
Twice. Yeah.
I remember when you were on that show. I was jealous. I liked
the satellite
show.
Yeah. The satellite feed was completely fucked up. So it was like they had me on and like a couple other people from around the world. And there was like solid like 2 or 3 second delay on the satellite. And it just was really awkward, the whole thing.
I watched it actually this week. I watched a little Attack of the Show. It was funny.
Right. And you remember I almost shit myself on the way to
was it that? I thought it was CNN that you almost shit yourself on the way to.
No. It was Bloomberg. It was the first Attack of the Show.
Nice.
One. When I... That was, yeah, that was pretty fucking horrible. But no, I mean, it's sad to see it coming to an end. I like those shows. I like G4TV.com too. Remember that show? They had Jeff Keighley and the two girls and maybe some other person that I can't remember. But they would just sit around a table and talk about video games. And I don't think it was scripted at all. And it was solid. It was, you know, some good discussions there. I don't know, whatever. Hellsfire says, wants to know if I've beaten FTL yet. You guys haven't played FTL yet, which is a big mistake. It's one of the best games of the year. And I think it would work on your computer, Wombat.
I'll check it out.
I'm going to gift it to you, Wombat.
Please do.
Would you play it if I gift it?
It's $5, right?
Well, not, I think it's $10.
No,
it was $5.
Save your
today.
Money.
No? You're not even going to play it?
I just don't know when I would play it.
And your computer, it's sketchy, questionable.
Yeah, no, I'll stick with the Neo Geo X.
Neo Geo X, okay. Reclusive, it's a great game though. Seriously, if it's $5, I mean, even if it's $10, you should buy it now. I played about 20 hours of it, I think, and I haven't beaten it. It's really fun and easy. Don't think that it's one of these really difficult games that you have to study to figure out how to play. You'll figure out the whole game in 10 minutes. And you'll still lose, but you'll figure it out. I don't know about this question, but Reclusive Racer asks, what's your favorite thing of this generation of consoles?
My favorite thing?
What does that mean?
It means, what do you like the best? What's the one thing? They're like, I like this
Rock
thing.
Band 3. Rock Band 3. Is that? Can I say that?
Sure.
The fact that you have the piano and this huge library of songs, and they continued to put out songs every week. I think that's my favorite thing of this gen, for sure. What
Not
about
custom
you?
Custom faceplates?
Custom faceplates.
Yeah, that was very funny. No. Congratulations.
I held on to that Gears of War, was it 3? No, it couldn't have been 3. There was some Gears of War faceplate that they gave out at E3 if you had a meeting behind closed doors with them. And it was worth, people were selling them on eBay for a couple $100. And I just held on to mine for no apparent reason. I'm sure it's completely worthless now. I don't even know where it is. But yeah, faceplates. What about you, Wombat?
I'm thinking. I like easy-to-use wireless controllers, I think is a nice thing.
That was up there.
Not. I think the PlayStation 3 does not qualify for that because you can't replace the battery.
No, they still count. You know what else? You know what they both have that's also awesome?
What's that?
Turning on the console by pushing a button on your wireless controller.
Okay.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. The fact that they both are either DVD and or Blu-ray players is also really cool.
Okay.
Some of the games are okay.
All right, now we're just pulling shit out of our ass.
I think having a menu system on the consoles was the big step forward, too.
An OS.
Like a portal, an entertainment portal.
Yeah, I mean, if you turn on a this generation console, like, it's a very limited menu system other than, like...
Right.
Well,
it's either play a game
it wasn't
or
even
to
that.
Music.
It was you put the game in, you turned it on, and your game started. Really?
No, the Xbox had a...
So did PS2.
Yeah, so did PS2. It had a little bit of back end.
Not so much in the PlayStation 2.
Well, yeah, it was a music player, and you could... That was about it, I guess. Watch DVDs, and... Yeah. But yeah, this is now... I mean, now we're talking full-on entertainment portal. Especially, you know... I guess Xbox released a lot of new apps this week. All over the world, so they're really pushing that shit strong. But I don't know, my Xbox is... so slow to turn on now. It takes a good... I mean, you heard me how long I was gone from the show just to go into the next room, turn on the Xbox, and launch karaoke. it's like really fucks me up, you know? It took forever, right? Like, I was gone for like 2 minutes. It's, you know, it's not like I was loading up Crysis or something. Anyway, it just takes forever. That's why I like Apple TV. You just... it's always on, basically. Let's see what else we got here. Raider 82 writes in and says, topic, games bought versus games completed this year, and dealing with the backlog of games playing the new hot title of the week. I bought a lot of games this year, and I finished like two, maybe. I don't know. I had a really...
Yeah, the fact that I finished Dishonored should speak volumes about the quality of Dishonored.
Yeah, because you didn't finish very many games either.
No, I've been terrible this year. I bought some games, you know, some full price games that I have. Darksiders 2 I haven't finished yet. Borderlands 2 I haven't finished yet. You know, the games that I could think of that I finished off the top of my head are Dishonored and Mark of the Ninja. And you know what else? Those are also two of the best games to come out this year. And if you haven't played either one of them, people listening, you need to stop and play them both right now. I stand by that.
Yeah. What about you, Shib? You finished. You're pretty good.
I'm pretty on top of the stuff for this year, I think.
Can you tell which one of us has no kids?
I can't blame it on that. I got a lot of free time.
I still have to finish Dishonored. I've got to play Far Cry 3. I need to play the rest of Walking Dead. I think that pretty much catches me up on the year.
I blame my PC purchase this year for ruining my completion ratio.
Well, there's a huge backlog of games that I got on Steam.
Yeah. But I played a lot. I bought a lot and I played a lot, but I just spread myself way too thin. And I played a lot of like online only multiplayer PC games, which can suck time, and there's no finishing those. So let's see. This was pretty funny because I was just reading about this. Crazy, I don't know, Hippin' Cricket. Writes in and it says, any thoughts on new game trading sites popping up with the sharp decline in the activity of Goose Egg? The other day, I just wanted to see what was going on with Goose Egg because I know they were sold. And apparently that deal has closed, but I don't know. I was reading through the discussion thread on there and the Goose Egg users aren't happy and some of the members are starting their own game trading sites. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that there's... I mean, I don't know what I really think about the new sites. I looked at this one quickly here, a couple of these quickly. They didn't seem that exciting. I don't know that there's a lot of money in that business, in the game trading business, because GooseX seemed to have a pretty good system, and they certainly got plenty of users from CAG. And
I used them for a while.
Yeah, and people seem to like it. Like people even in the gaming industry, like game writers, used it, and they seemed generally pretty happy with it. But even if they couldn't figure out a way to make it work, and they had the audience, which is the hard part to get, you know, thanks to CAG. I don't want to like pat myself on the back, but
pat away,
you know,
pat. Feels good, right? Back. Yeah.
But it's, I don't know. I mean, we'll continue to work on the one that we have on CAG, but you know, I'm not looking to set the world on fire there. I don't think it's going to make much difference. But good luck to everybody. Right, Wombat?
Yes, good luck to all.
Excellent. So anything else? I think we're at the end of our leash here. Let's remind everybody, first of all, to get the perfect Christmas gift for their friends and family, Stack Soap, which is available at Amazon. That infinite bar. You got to get that infinite bar going.
If it's not Stack Soap, you're a slack dope.
Just forget that happened. go to Amazon and use coupon code KAGSTACK to get $2 off a pack. and it comes out to about $10, and it's Amazon Prime eligible, and it's supposed to be good soap. It's got good reviews. So that's Stack Soap. Thank you very much. And follow us on Twitter, CheapyD, Wombat5277, and Shipwreck. And yeah. So thanks for listening, everybody. We're doing a show next week, I think. The week after, I'm going to Hong Kong for Christmas. Because, I don't know, it's close.
And tired of Hawaii.
And Vancouver got really boring fast. Yeah. So, actually, Mrs. Chibi likes to travel a lot. That's like her like favorite thing to do is to plan trips. It's like her hobby. So this place, Hong Kong, it's pretty close. So I gave the thumbs up.
This place, heard. Hong Kong?
Yeah. I gave the thumbs up because
is that like Formosa?
What?
Never mind.
Yeah. Anyway, so next week we'll be back. Next week, that's the point. I think. Right. Right.
Yeah.
See you next week.
Brett's done. I thought it was tied.
I got a Millennium Falcon for Christmas.
I got an electric guitar.
I got a new bike.
Awesome.
Kick ass. So
good. Hey, John, what'd you get for Hanukkah?
I got a pomegranate.
A what?
A pomegranate. It's a fruit. You eat the seeds.
What kind of dweeb eats seeds?
It was the second night. We always get fruit. The six more nights.
Good times.
No, not good times. Those were the worst times of my childhood. I mean, everybody made fun of me because I'd bring fruit in.
You got a lot of vitamin K.
Talking. Oh, my God. Who are you?
What do you mean? Seriously? How long have I worked here?
No, I meant in the bit. Who are you?
Oh, I am the ghost of alternate Christmas past, right. John. What if you had your wish and all religions were treated the same and being a Jew at Christmas wasn't weird?
Well, I don't know. It sounds great.
Behold!
But I can't.
Oh!
Gee, these gifts are great. But you know what would be even better?
A 5,000-year tradition connecting me to our ancestors?
That's what I really wanted for Christmas!
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, John.
Hey.
After school, can we come over to your house and help you light the menorah?
I don't know, it's a pretty meaningful tradition. Okay, you can come.
Yes!
Okay, we're going to have dreidels and hypoallergenic latkes. Come on!